This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday former President Donald Trump's name can appear on primary ballots, rejecting state attempts to hold him accountable for the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The justices have ruled states cannot invoke a constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates off the ballots without action first from Congress. Their decision ends bids in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to kick Trump off the ballot over his attempts to undo his 2020 election loss. This was the first time the high court dealt with a 14th Amendment provision aimed at keeping former office holders who engaged an insurrection from holding office again. Colorado's Supreme Court was the first to apply the provision to a presidential candidate and had ruled Trump was ineligible for office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's military bombarded northern Gaza on Monday with tanks and a helicopter seen near the border and explosions late into the night. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, an Egyptian mediator, said on Monday they were pressing on with talks in Cairo on securing a ceasefire in Gaza, despite an Israeli decision to not send a delegation. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has held a meeting with a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who came to Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The meeting on Monday with Benny Gantz, a rival of Netanyahu's, played out as President Joe Biden's administration intensifies its efforts to push for more humanitarian aid into war-battered Gaza a day after Harris called for an immediate ceasefire.